You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is eCommerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
And once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to eCommerce Radio, your EPN channel where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today we're speaking with Mr. Jake Schwartzbaum, the co-founder and COO at Velocity Sellers, a company that has developed proprietary techniques that have grown brands through their Amazon management services partnerships. Mr. Schwartzbaum, thanks for joining us here today on e-commerce radio.
It's great to be here, Eric.
Yes, sir, and you're welcome, and looking forward to hearing all the details today from you on Velocity Sellers. So for starters, give us an overview of Velocity Sellers and the unique Amazon services that you do offer to kick things off today.
Sure. Velocity Sellers partners with brands to grow their business on Amazon, both on Seller Central and Vendor Central platform. Those are both Amazon platforms. In order to do that, we have come up with techniques to keep up with Amazon rapid changes. We developed these systems to succeed in the marketplace since it has gotten very competitive over the last several years, and as I'm sure a lot of your listeners know. So we provide everything from the strategy, which we've based on what we have learned from working with several businesses. We provide advertising management services. We do content creation, branding, inventory management and logistics, customer service, pretty much anything a partner may need to be successful on Amazon. We make sure that, you know, our primary focus in the beginning especially is focusing on the product pages, making sure that they're optimized and you're getting all the right customers to your page and that you're also converting them when they land on your product page. So managing the customer reviews, dealing with counterfeits, staying in stock, planning for seasonality, working, you know, a big part of it is also just working against the obstacles that Amazon is constantly throwing your way. So we just get in there and we like to say, you know, we peel back the onion to reveal everything that we can improve. Our services are designed to be cost efficient and effective in the sense that we provide a team. So, you know, we provide a team with different, everyone has different skill set to manage all the different aspects of Amazon. And you're getting a part of all of our different team members. So instead of hiring, full-time employees to manage all those different aspects, you get to work with our team. And it's very effective and cost-effective. We like to get very creative with how we work with our clients and partners as well. So we'll often work on commission, in fact. So we really love that incentive to grow with our partners.
And certainly appreciate the overview of Velocity Sellers. Now, why should every brand consider selling on Amazon? It seems like a no-brainer, but get into some of the information and reasoning there.
Sure. And we definitely understand the frustration that brands may have with Amazon, whether even if they're not Amazon, whether they're actively participating in Amazon or not. I mean, trust me, I feel it as much as anyone. But Amazon has definitely changed the landscape, not only in e-commerce, but also in retail. And this is having very real consequences for our partners. If you're not selling on Amazon with Seller Central or selling to Amazon on Vendor Central, you're leaving a lot of things out of your control. So first of all, you're letting your competitors own that market share on Amazon for your category. And really, the longer you wait, the more reviews they're going to get, the more they're going to be able to grow their rankings. They're going to be able to learn from their mistakes, learn what works, and they're going to just become so firmly entrenched in Amazon that it's just going to be hard to gain any of that market share back. For those that, you know, may not be selling, they may be selling on Amazon, for example, especially with if you're a bigger brand, you're a known brand, or you have a large distribution network. If you're not actively selling on Amazon, your product still may be up there. Third parties, whether they're authorized or they're not, there's no restriction for third parties to sell your products. So we've had several companies come to us upset that customers are complaining about products in poor condition or they've had bad customer experiences. The listings may be inaccurate and unprofessional. And the worst part is that the customer associates that with the brand, not the third-party seller. So a lot of our partners and companies that we talk to have a very real concern about how dealing with Amazon will affect their wholesale customer relationship and really how it'll affect their brand in general. And these are definitely valid concerns. And there really isn't one way to approach this. It's different based off of the business. But I will say that we find that taking an open and proactive approach to managing your business relationships, I would say even sort of like an old school approach of building old school partnerships with them, perhaps incentivizing them based off of how they act on Amazon, potentially with a price decrease or things like that, we're finding that to be the best method. But at this point, it's hard to avoid the reality of Amazon, and businesses are starting to understand that more.
Yeah, thanks for your input there. Most helpful. Now, looking further, what are some of the challenges that Amazon sellers have to overcome to be successful in the industry?
So 5 to 10 years ago, Amazon was, the Wild West. Sellers were just getting products, posting on Amazon, not running advertising, not optimizing, drop shipping from China, doing a bunch of messy things, but they were still making millions of dollars. So those people got lucky and they were able to make money at that time. But the game has completely shifted since then. And competition is extremely high and the big boys are playing too. So you're playing with all the big brands. They've understood that getting into the Amazon game is the future. So I would actually say that competition is probably the number one obstacle to overcome. You really need to focus on all the aspects of optimizing your Amazon business. So the keywords and the advertising, as I was saying before, you can't run out of stock, so you have to manage your inventory correctly. This is sometimes underappreciated, but it can really hurt you if you run out of stock. You have to really look at your competition very closely and adjust to what they're doing. For example, are they running lightning deals constantly? Think about why they're doing that. Should you be running these lightning deals, these promotions constantly as well? Are you doing single packs and your competitors are bundling two packs or three packs? That may be giving them more margin and therefore more room to be more aggressive on advertising. Another challenge, as I mentioned before, are third-party sellers. So controlling third-party sellers, and this has been a very big topic for us lately, it starts with your external supply chain. So who are you selling to wholesale? Are you establishing MAP policies? Do you know who your distributors are selling to? Do you recognize, go on your listing, do you recognize the third-party sellers in your listing? Do you have control over that situation? Your off-Amazon policies really have a great effect on your business on Amazon. And like I said, it's definitely one of the biggest challenges of this year with our partners. And we're trying to take a more proactive approach. Third-party sellers, among other things such as competition, have really made profitability a very big challenge. Back in the day, like I said, in the Wild West days, you can be more flexible pricing since there was not much to compare to. But at this point, we're getting a lot of downward price pressure. So this leads to a lot less room for advertising, which is an essential component of Amazon at this point. And we've had to get a bit creative with these situations. For example, we have worked on strategies where we have cycled advertising from being very aggressive to less aggressive, where you are profiting during the less aggressive periods. We've also implemented rapid bid changes since you need to be constantly adjusting and making sure that you're achieving profitable growth. And really, there's just so many challenges that we face. It's really impossible to go over all of them at this point. Amazon pushes back with frustrating roadblocks such as, you know, suspending your listings for hazmat, it could take a very long time to clear from hazmat. Unexpected category approvals, random content changes, new requirements from Amazon all the time, such as the recent pesticide approval process where they, even if you didn't have a pesticide product, they still made you take a test and your products would be taken down until you did. And now there's things such as shipping your own container, which can really impact sellers and impact their bottom line. So you really have to stay on top of things. So getting through the roadblocks is a very intensive part of the managing the platform. And one suggestion that I can make is that you just try to call Amazon first. Some communication has to be done in writing, but don't get too wordy and be very clear with screenshots and examples.
Really some helpful information. Really appreciate your input and insight here. Most helpful. Once again, today we're speaking with Mr. Jake Schwartzbaum, the co-founder and COO at Velocity Sellers, a company that has developed proprietary techniques that have grown brands through their Amazon Management Services partnerships here on E-Commerce Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, how should you be careful when working with Amazon? Anything that the listeners need to be aware of here?
It's a good question, and as I'm sure your listeners know, whether they're involved in e-commerce or not, is that Amazon is the big gorilla in the room. And at least for now, they have dominated e-commerce, and they're obviously having a really big impact on traditional retail. So, you know, the challenge is, you know, you can't ignore them, but they also, you know, they have this big stick, and they definitely aren't afraid to hit you with it sometimes. I could definitely show you the wealth I have from that. The best way to approach Amazon and the challenge of them being so big is think about from their perspective. What do they want? They have so many vendors that unless you're some behemoth like Nike, they are most likely not afraid to lose you as a vendor. So my recommendation is that you stick to the rules. And this is what I tell my clients as well. Stick to the policy. In fact, just go read them. Go on Amazon's website. Look at the seller policy. I wouldn't go to a third-party site since they change so often, or if you do, at least check the date of the article. And I know that there are tons of sellers that are not playing nice, tons of Chinese sellers especially that have multiple accounts. They're playing dirty tricks. But that's really not the game that reputable brands should be playing. Is it really worth it to put your entire account in jeopardy for a few extra reviews? I mean, Amazon is constantly creating a more restrictive environment for these techniques, and they have, and we've seen it, retroactively penalize companies for taking these tactics. So it may be working in the short term, but down the road, is it going to hurt you? Beyond the policy topic, and this really comes from the experience of dealing with so many different companies and dealing directly with Amazon, is don't reveal anything to Amazon beyond what you need to. If you're thinking of selling on both platforms, for example, like if you want to sell on Vendor Central, let's say you're a Vendor Central seller, but you also want to go to Seller Central, it's not the best strategy to go to Amazon and say, hey, can I sell on Seller Central? I'm on Vendor Central. There's nothing good that can come from that. So you should just do it. They will only use that information against you. Another example, and this is really just applicable to vendors, is that you should keep your wholesale costs private. Don't send them like your wholesale line sheet, since once they have your wholesale pricing, you know, it's very difficult to change it. A lot of our partners, they, you know, there's additional vendor fees for Amazon, co-op fees, so they build in, you know, higher pricing for their wholesale costs for Amazon. And this is also a very important one. Is don't give in to demands very easily. For example, we've had clients walk away from Vendor Central because they wouldn't accept price increases, and Amazon ended up coming back to them. You really just have to be willing to stand your ground with Amazon at some point. I know they're the big gorilla, but you can't, if you don't stand your ground, then they're just going to keep taking from you. Lately, another issue that we've been seeing is you should be keeping a close eye on other marketplaces, especially Walmart. Amazon will price match, and that will set up a chain reaction, and that will, you know, that could actually get your listing taken down from Amazon. And we've actually seen that firsthand. Even if you're on Seller Central, you may Amazon may see Walmart's pricing and then take down your listing.
Now, Amazon has changed the economy forever. What can we expect to see change within the next 5 years looking ahead from what you're seeing now?
So you may have noticed that Amazon has been rapidly expanding their physical presence. So I expect to see more warehouses so that they can accomplish their same-day shipping goal, which could also, by the way, put more pressure logistically on sellers. You can also see that they've acquired businesses such as Whole Foods, and they have partnerships with Kohl's for returns. So ironically, and this may not be the expected answer, I actually expect going forward to see a push back into brick and mortar. But with obviously with Amazon, it would be with a very high integration with their e-commerce platform. And, you know, we've already seen that with some of the physical retail stores that they've been trying out, such as Amazon Books, Amazon Go, and Amazon 4-Star. So I think that retailers will figure out that there is something that online stores cannot do yet, and that is the in-person customer experience. I just don't think personally that they've really nailed it. I don't think that you go to a retail store a lot of the time and feel that you get a unique experience at this point. But I don't see that, you know, the future, our future selves are going to be satisfied just sitting in our room buying online. I still think that we're going to appreciate physical interaction. So that's where I see it heading. In terms of on Amazon, I see that the advertising platform is going to get a lot more advanced. It's already doing so. And similar to how Google has implemented geo-targeting, better customer data, Amazon has already started to add features such as brand analytics, and they have the attribution program, which is in beta for vendors and sellers. And that allows you to track purchases from off Amazon, which is something completely new for Amazon. In addition to that, just a few other points on what I think the Amazon, where Amazon is heading and e-commerce in general, is that they're pushing vendors away to Seller Central, which is Seller Central is a much more is a platform where you have to have a lot more control over. So they are pushing the burden back onto the sellers. So we see that continuing within the next 5 years. And I kind of mentioned this before, but Walmart, they are the biggest challenger to Amazon, I would say at this point, although Amazon is still very far ahead online. But that being said, Walmart has a lot of room to improve. Their system is pretty antiquated. So in 5 years, I'm figuring that they figure a lot of that out and that they will have some more competition for Amazon.
Well, you've certainly shared a truckload of information. We can't thank you enough for what you do in the space and for helping folks grow their brands through Amazon Management Services partnerships, through Velocity Sellers. And again, thanks for all the insight and information shared here today in all regards. In conclusion, one last question for you. What tip do you have for businesses looking to sell on Amazon or even online?
I would say that we've had a lot of companies regret that they took some time to take action. So you should just get started right away. You really shouldn't wait. And in addition to that, don't neglect building your brand. You shouldn't just be selling your product on Amazon. You should be building a customer base that knows your brand and is going to come back to it.
And a great place to conclude today. And again, thanks for joining us. I'm sure listeners want to know how they can get more information on Velocity Sellers and how they could be in touch with you. Where's the best place online to get further information?
Definitely go to velocitysellers.com. You can also check us out on LinkedIn. And I would say those are the two best places to find us.
And that certainly is easy enough. Again, Mr. Schwartzbaum, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eCommerce Radio.
Thanks, Eric.
Again, we've been speaking with Jake Schwartzbaum, the co-founder and COO at Velocity Sellers, a company that has developed proprietary techniques that have grown brands through their Amazon Management Services partnerships. And for all the details, visit VelocitySellers.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to eCommerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to eCommerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.